My cell phone rings, dragging me back to the present. "He's drinking," the nurse says curtly. "It looks like hard stuff." I ask her to hand him the phone. Taking the phone, he says, "She's overreacting. I'm just blowing off steam. My name is Pete. His wife's name was Jimmy. You all think I'm nuts, don't you?" "No, we think you're hurting. But if you keep drinking, I'll have to get the cops involved to make sure nothing bad happens." "All right. I'll put the whiskey away," he says gruffly. We talk about Jimmy and their life together. "What do you think Jimmy would say to you right now if she could see what's going on?" I ask. He starts crying. "She'd tell me to shut my damn mouth and let people help me for a change." He hands the phone back to the nurse. "The guy is in a universe of hurt," I say. "We need to respond to the pain without being thrown by the behavior." Within minutes, I'm turning onto a dirt road with no trespassing sign. My mind turns to Claude at the bar. Until then, our conversation had skated along the intellectual surface. That night, I'd sensed that Claude, an older guy who'd been knocked around by life, was making himself uncharacteristically vulnerable. Wanting nothing to do with it, I scoffed, "Aren't you the guy who's always dismissed that stuff as a wishful thinking?" He smiled, his mouth just a bit off kilter. "It comforts me to think that I won't be alone down in that valley, that someone will be with me, whether it's God, a friend, even a stranger." Then he turned serious. "Maybe you'll be the one lending a hand down in the valley someday."